Okay, today is Daf. Today is Daf Lamed, actually. Today is Daf Lamed of Sefes Erechin. We're on Chof Testament Beis. We are a little behind, which we usually are on Sunday mornings, where it's four lines before the lines get wide. We usually are. Four lines before the lines get wide, where it says Meisve. So, yesterday, Rav said, we had a machlokas. What if you sell a field to someone else during the Yovel year? So Rav said, the sale is valid, the money transfers, but then the field goes back to the original owner instantaneously. Shmuel said, it's not even a sale. That's what he said yesterday, right? Now, Meisve, you're going to have a kash on Rav. Again, Rav held that the sale's valid, and the money goes, but the money transfers. Reuven sells the field to Shimon. Reuven gets the money, and he has to get the field back. Why would Shimon do that? So he said maybe Shimon wanted to buy a tractor, and the tractor's on the land. How's he going to make a kinyan on the tractor? He's in Kentucky. How's he going to make a kinyan? You know what? We'll make a contract. I know the land goes back. I know I'm not going to get that land. I don't want the land. I want the tractor. But it's a kinyan agav, and I made a kinyan, I get the tractor. That was one reason why somebody would do this, right? Not ripping anyone off. That's not an ekachtos. Okay? So that's a Rav held. Mace?
What?
Yeah. Meisve, we have a question like this. It says, Echad Hayovel Shanim Tikne. Okay, those words are not in the Torah. There's no pasuk that says that. It says something very close. It says, Shanim Acher Hayovel Tikne. Okay? The Gemara, mixed it up. Okay, fine. Anyway, Malamed, you learn from there. Shemochrin Samach Leovel. You could buy Samach Leovel. And Muflug Min Leovel Manai. What if you're very far away from Leovel? Hamadom Lefi Rov Shanim, Lefi Mad Shanim. Right? Doesn't make a difference, long or far. Rashi just says something very fascinating. In the second line, he says, all the way to the end of the line, he says, Tim Karana Bezul, if you're selling it, it's 48 years left, it's going to be very cheap. Why? A lot of years. Tim Karana Bezul, Kadesh Shalot Tonu Es Chaveiro. You don't rip off your friend. Everyone asks. There is no Isra Vona by Karka. What's Rashi saying? Everyone asks, of course it's Isra Vona by Karka. No question about this in Isra. The question is they have to give it back. That's the only, of course you open it out of Aver. You rip somebody off by Karka. There's no question you didn't have it. The question is it has to go back. All right. Anyway, so what do you see from the, and by the way, and the Rashi continues. Uvishnasa Yovel Atma Lo Yimkar. Via Machar, Eno Machura. Kashan Rav. The Gemara answers. Amalach Rav. Enum, no. Same answer we gave before by being mocked with something during Yovel. Eno Machura, Lemitzbar Shnei, Tavuos. It doesn't get sold so that there's a deduction for how many years you had it. Ava Machura, Hiviyotza, but it is a good sale. That there's no question about. The E, as the Bune Mizdane, take the have of this one. Let's say this. Why don't we say it stays by his feet? It stays by him. Take him b'rishus yad to basa yovel. Let it sit. Not, let nothing happen during yovel. U'basa yovel nechlish nei tivos even a hadre. Then let him have it for 2 years, and then let it revert. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn the same story? Achlo, let's say guy sells his field for 2 years. Year number 49. And year number 49 sells it for 2 years. The halacha is achla shana achas l'fnei yovel. You get it 1 year before Yovel. Yovel, the field's in abeyance. Mashlim and Loshana, Acha, it's Acha Yovel. And then after Yovel, year number one, you get it back. That's what happens. So you sold it 2 years before Yovel. What happened? 1 year. Nothing. 1 year. Same story on Yovel. Same story. Let Yovel wait. Then I get it for 2 years. Right? Same story. Why is it chance? Why does it not work at all? Of course, the raffle works, but it's immediate. So, Hassam, by the case of selling it in year 49, Nachis La'achila. At least, he got 1 year out of it. Hacha, lo Nachis La'achila. Here, he didn't get any use out of it. The Grizz explains, he didn't get any use out of it. You can't get use out of it. Since you can't get use out of it, to say that you should wait for the Yovel to be over, that's impossible. When you have got use out of it, now Yovel came. All right, Yovel came. Well, do nothing during Yovel. You can't work a field anyway during Yovel. Do Yovel will do nothing. Then year one, I'll get it back for a year. But here, nothing's ever going to kick in. It's impossible. Okay? Amar of Anon, Shmas ben Adamar Shmuel Tarti. I heard Shmuel say two things. Chada ha. One of them was this one. That what? Shmuel said selling a field during Yovel doesn't go, nothing happens. The Idach and the other one, Hamocher Avdo La'ovdei Kochavim. If somebody sells his Eved Ivri to a Goy. Oh, Eved Ivri? Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, I'm sorry. Eved Kanani. Oh, I'm going to get later with Eved Ivri. Oh, B'chutz La'aretz. Or B'chutz La'aretz. If you sell your Eved Kanani to a Goy, where he can't do mitzvot, or you sell him to B'chutz La'aretz, so he's no longer in Eretz Yisrael, you know what the halacha is? That's all Eretz, he goes out free. Shmuel said that. Now, this Rav Anon says, Chada Hadari Zavini, the Chada Lo Hadari Zavini. In one of those cases, the money goes back, and in one of those cases, the money doesn't go back. Below Yadana Haimana, I don't know which one. I don't know which one. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Nechzi Anon. Let's see. Miditanya, since there's a Braisa that says, Miditanya Braisa, Hamocher Avdo B'chutz La'aretz, if somebody sells his Eved to Chutz La'aretz, even if it's to a Jew, Yatzel L'Cheres, the Eved goes out free. Bitzarech get Shichror Meirabo Sheni, and you need to get Shichror from the second master, from the Jew living in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because he goes out free. You have to try to get Shichror. It's a Knat. We're going to see it in a minute. It's a Knat. Shma Mina, what do you see from here? Since you need to get Shichror from the Rabo Sheni, Mitikari Le'le Sheni Rabo, you're calling the second guy the master. Alma, what do you see? Lower Dari Zavini. You don't have to return the money. You don't have to do that. Right? You don't have to return the money. V'chika Amar Shmuel Hacha. But when Shmuel said over here, by the case of selling a field during Yovel, Eino Mechura Umoz Chodrin. There is no sale, and the money tax goes back. Okay? Now we're going to spend a little bit of time about this issue with Eved Kanani. Rav Anon. Braislo Shmuele. Rav Anon must not have heard that price, which is why he had a suffix. I don't know what the story... He must not have heard that price. Right? He must not have heard that. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had a suffix. Ushmuel, Mimai, maybe it's not true. Dil the Eina Mechura Omoz Chodrin. Maybe it is no sale, and the money goes back. Dilma Eina Mechura. Maybe it's not. Umoz Matana. And the Moz is a Matana. In other words, I know you need money. I know you need money. You don't have any money. So you know what I go? I make a whole... To give you money, you have too much pride. So you know what I'll do? I'll say it like this. Listen. I want to buy your field from you during Yovel. How much? $1,000. Here's $1,000. Right? Now, what's the halacha? The field doesn't transfer. He keeps the money. It's a matana. Let him think he made a sale. That way... One minute. Me did have a matash achoso. Let's see, you want to be marry your sister. And why are you doing that? Because maybe she needs the money. You can't marry your sister. However, what do you give her? You give her a $100 ring. $1,000 ring. What's she doing with that ring? Does she go back to you? The halacha says no. Itmar, makdish achoso. Rav amar, moz chotrin. Rav says the money does go back. You can't marry your sister. Shmuel amar, moz matana. You made a whole thing to get her some money. To give her some cash. You made the whole ruse. Right? Why? It's a matana. Amalei abayler of Yosef. My chaz is the kansin and leilu lokeach. Nikdis hilamoker. Why are we making a knas on the buyer? What did the buyer do wrong? What did the buyer do wrong? He bought the. It's the seller's fault. The seller sold it to a guy. The seller sold it to chutzlar. Why are you making a knas on the buyer? Amalei impossible. Gemara lav achbar ganav el mechura ganav. Did the mouse steal the cheese or did the hole steal the cheese? As Rashi explained. If the mouse has nowhere to hide, then he's not going to steal anything. He's going to be running around the living room. He's going to be caught. He has to have somewhere to go. In other words, if the mocher wants to do something wrong and sell his eved to a guy, he needs a guy. Without a guy, you're not going to get it. So really, it's the buyer's fault. That's very difficult. The Gemara says that. Exactly. So Gemara says, Elo achbar achur menale. But if you don't have the hole, if you don't have the mouse... But the hole didn't do anything. The hole, right? If you don't have the mouse, the hole didn't do anything. What do you mean? You make a knas on the buyer? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, you're right. Mistabra, hecha de isur kativ. Where is the isur? Right this minute. The isur is by the buyer. He's the one who owns the slave. So we tell him, unfortunately, it's a knas on you, and he goes out for you. Okay? Exactly. You took him away from mitzvahs. Exactly. Exactly. Why? It's a beautiful Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. Even telling him, well, the whole concept of an Evikan is difficult for us because we don't live in that lifestyle. But even to tell him to chutzlar, do you hear that? All you did was take away one mitzvah from him. Exactly. We have other rules about Evikanani. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, next. How is a shnas shidafon? We said if it was a shnas shidafon, then you're off. The year doesn't count because it was a famine. It doesn't count. Or we said, what if you plowed the field but you didn't work it, or you didn't work it at all? Right. So then we said that's your fault. So now the Gemara says, well, isn't it obvious if you plowed it, it's backwards? It should say you didn't do anything at all. But even if you did something, but you didn't do a lot, it's still your fault. So it doesn't baffle. Right? So we could have said lo zuavzim. We're going to give a different answer. Hashta, hovira oled lo. If you don't do anything, you lose the year. Nira mibayit. I need to know that if you did something, you still lose the year. The Gemara says, nira istra falei. I need it. Talk about that. I would have said, amrina le. We say to the guy who wants to buy the field back, havle damye levelesek. At least pay. At least he'll buy the field for you. To pay for that. Kamash small, you don't have to pay for that. Now, Rabbi Elazar Omer Machra, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Menayin Shem Machra Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Malaya Peiros. How do you know if you buy it right before Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah, it could be any time. Right before the harvest. Shalo Yomalo, Hanach Lefnei Hanach Lefanai, Kiderach Shanach Lefanecha, you leave it the way I left it. In other words, just like I sold you a field, ready to be harvested, when I buy it back, it has to be ready to be harvested. That's ridiculous. Talmud Lomar. Sometimes you're going to get three crops in 2 years. How? I bought it right now. It's fully ready to be harvested. Why you sold it then, I don't know. But you did it. Then the guy harvested it. What? Exactly. The guy harvested it. Then you waited 2 years. Harvested two more. You got three in 2 years. We said that in the Mishnah yesterday. Okay. Next. Machma l'rishon b'mana. Reuven sells his field to Shimon for $100. Umachra Rishon Lashani b'Masayim. And then Shimon sells it to Levi for $200. Now, Reuven wants to buy the field back. Now, where is it? It's by Levi. So Reuven has to go to Levi and buy it. How much does he have to pay Levi? He only paid $100. Anyway, we're deducting years. So you deduct from what number? From $100 or from $200? The answer is from $100. You only cheshbon the price that Reuven actually received from Shimon, even though Levi paid more. No, you have to wait 2 years. It doesn't matter. That's exactly the point. It doesn't matter. The price did go up. Because, as Rashi points out, how on earth can Shimon tell the field to double to Levi? How can he do that? What, he violated Onah. So he said, that's an answer. The money doesn't go back. You're not going to rip people off. Obviously, it went up in value. Obviously, it's obvious it went up in value. Not ripping anyone off. Right? It went up in value. So now, Reuven, the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference. When you come to redeem your field, it's the price year one. What did I pay year one? I paid $1,000. Now, 5 years went by. Now, I only paid $500. During those 5 years, it's worth $1 million. It became the Empire State Building. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. And the other way, it does make a difference. Shneamar, it says l'ishes shemachalo. It's a pasuk. How about this one? Machal harishon b'masayim. Reuven sold it for 200. Umachra harishon l'sheni b'mana. And then Reuven Shimon sold it to Levi for 100. The price went down. Now, eino machashiv elohim ha'achron. Reuven wants it back. He only has to pay 100. He's not paying 100. He's paying the amount of years that went by, right? Of 100. You understand? Paid it for 100, and 10, and 5 years went by, $10 a year. You only have to get $50 now. Even though, which is basically what Shimon paid anyway. Shneimar, like it says, v'chishev es shnei b'mkara v'heishev es ha'odeh. L'ish ha'shev es ha'ochol. Now, by the way, that's one halacha. Now, it's totally unrelated halacha. Lo yimkar baracha v'yigal b'karo. You're not supposed to do this. Don't sell a field far away so you have the cash to redeem a field close by. Lo yimkar v'yigal b'yafe. I'm going to sell a bad field so I can repurchase a better one. Lo yilave v'yigal. Don't borrow money to redeem a field. Right? Lo yigal l'chatzai. Don't redeem half a field. U'behekdish mutter b'kot. Hekdish, you can do all this. Donated a field to Hekdish. You want to get it back? You can borrow. You can behef it. Zechomer behekdish. The head yot be behekdish. That's one of the areas, very unusual area, where it's more machmer by head yot than it is by kachem. It is interesting because we might get to it later. Next. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're just going to repeat exactly what the Mishnah said. Machmer l'rishon b'mana. You sold it to Shimon for 100. U'machmer rishon l'sheni b'masayim. And Shimon told him to live for 200. How do you know you only reckoned with the first price? What if he sold it to Shimon for 200? And Shimon sold it to Levi for 100. How do you know you only reckon now with Levi? You'd save yourself money. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda Omer, Machrullah Bamana, what if he sold it for 100? Vishbicha, and now it went up in price. Va'amda al Masayim, and now it's worth 200. In this case, this is your case. You didn't sell it to anybody. You just went up. Menayin She'ena Machashiv Elevana. How do you know you don't make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. You don't reckon with the increase in price, only with the original price. Shenema Vahashiv Esa Odev, Ha'odev Shebiado, Machrullah bin Masayim, what if he sold it to 200? Vichsifa, and it went down. Ba'amda al-mana, and now it's only worth 100. Menayin she'ein mechashet el ba'mana. How do you know all you care about is the 100? Shenemar, ve'eshev et ha'odev, ha'odev she'bakarka. Right, exactly. Now, my be'nayhu, except for one case. My be'nayhu, what's the difference between Rebbe and Reb Dustai ben Yehuda? Rebbe spoke about a third party. Reuben told the Shimon, Shimon to Levi. And the price of Shimon Levi was either more or less. Rabbi Dustai held, Reuben held it to Shimon, and it went up or down. What's the difference? Is there a difference? The Gemara answers, my opinion, the answer is, the Iyaker, Vizal, the Iyaker. It went up, down, and back up. Look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Shemachrola ben Messiah. You sold it for 200. Umachro Rishon Lashani b'mana. And then Shimon sold it to Levi for 100. Then, Levi paid 100. But now it's worth 200. Now what's the story? Le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Amar who says, Le'esh Hashem B'socha, Lo Yav Elamana, Kama Diyav Bosheni. You only care about what did the second guy pay. The second guy paid 100, so all you have to redeem it for. It's worth 200 now, and you paid 200, and you sold it for 200. It's irrelevant. What the second guy paid for it. However, Rabbi Dustai, according to Rabbi Dustai, Yav Masayim. You're going to have to give 200. Why? The I Amarta Odev Shebiado, Hamasin Shakal Mekama. The Amarta Odev Shebakarka, Hamasin Shavya. Either he paid 200 or it's worth 200. So according to Rabbi Dustai, that would be the only difference. Okay? Now, Umimai de Lakula Chumra, how do you know, as Yossi said, that the guy always wins? How do you know that? Dilma made, because all that a bunch of psukim. But so what? Dilma l'chumra. Maybe we go l'chumra. I don't think that. The gama g'ulam evad ivri. It's a g'zeir shah from evad ivri. Why, what's by evad ivri? When evad ivri is trying to redeem himself, right, this parsha, so it was talking, right? It was all about Evid Ivri. When Evid Ivri, what happened? Either he committed a crime, he stole the other money, or he's so poor. So he's working for the Adon, and somehow he's able to get some cash to redeem himself. So the halach is, if it's with Evid Ivri, we always do it also at a cheaper price. Right? In other words, let's say he sold for $600, $100 a year, but the price went down. Now he's always going to win the Evid Ivri. Evid Ivri is always going to win. Just like Evid Ivri always wins. So to be here, the original owner always is going to get the cheaper price. And v'hasam benolim, how do you know by the Evid Ivri also the same story? Ditanya, Nimkar b'mana. Let's say he was sold for a mana, v'hishbiach. Right? Nimkar b'mana. He was sold for a mana, v'hishbiach, v'amad al-masayim. Now he's worth 200. Minayin she'ein mechash v'n ela mimana. How do you know you only cheshed him from the original price? Shenemar mikasef mikdaso, the amount he paid. Nimkar b'masayim. What if he was sold for 200? V'nichta v'amad al-mana. Right? Now he became overweight. Now he's not worth anything. Sits around all day. Now he went down in price. Now he gets that benefit. Like it says, like it's years. These psukim are talking about by an eved ivri that's sold to a guy. An eved ivri that's sold to a guy, so we try very hard to get him out of there. Now, again, assuming that the guy will listen to all the halachas. Right? However, shenigal biyado al yona, nimchal yisol manayin. How do you know all these same rules apply when an eved ivri sold to a Jew? It's a gzereshava. Amar Abaya, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei Tveria. I'm like ben azai in the streets of Tveria. What does that mean? Rashi says, mishubachas. It's very praised. Sha'ani darshan u'baki ki ben azai. I'm such an expert baki darshaner like ben azai. Shahaya mishtabeach b'shukei Tveria. Like ben azai used to do in the street corner over there in Tveria. He used to be such a baki. I'm the same way. It's very unbelievable. Rabbi would say that about himself. Kiditanya the Bechoros Perk Tishi. But as they Omer Kol Chacham Yisrael Lefonik Kiklipas Hashum. Every Chacham in front of me is like the shells of an onion, right? Not an onion. Shum is garlic. Okay. Amale Hohumer Rabbanan LeRabaya. So someone a Chacham said to Rabaya, you know, Ika LeBedrashinu LeKula. Bigger limitation of Lechumra. Same thing by an Eved Ivri. You can go to Lechumra, you can go to Lechumra. Why go to Lechumra? Mamai de Lechumra, aim of Lechumra. Why'd you go to Lechumra? So Abaye says, don't think that. Why? Mida'akal Rachman Agabei, since the Torah itself is makel by an Eved Ivri. How do you know that? The Tanya. Kitov lo imach, because it says that the Eved Ivri wants to stay with you, imcha b'maychel. With you in food, with you in drink. You can't even eat the good bread and give the Eved Ivri the bad bread. You drink the good wine, you give him the junky wine. You sleep on a good bed, and he sleeps on the floor. You don't want to do that to an Eved Ivri. Says Abaya, the whole Eved Ivri is all built in. It's built into the Eved Ivri story that the Eved Ivri is. As a matter of fact, look what it says. Mikan Amru, Hakona Eved Ivri, Kona Adon Lasso. You got an Eved Ivri, you got a master for yourself. So the whole Torah is made by Eved Ivri. Now, when it comes to redeeming himself, we're going to be all of a sudden Machmir. That doesn't make any sense. That's how we're made. By the way, the Hakona mask, Tosfos says it. Why is Eved Ivri a master? He's your equal. What do you mean? You got an Eved Ivri, you got a master. Why is he a master? He's an equal to you. He's equal. You have this, he has that. You have this, he has that. Why is he better than you? Ah, Tosfos says, what if you only have one pillow? Who gets the pillow? If you get it, if you get it, then what? Then he's not better than you. He's worse than you. If you don't give it to anybody, that's Midas Adol. No one's going to have that pillow. That's Midas Adol. So what happens? He has to get it. He gets it. What do you see from there? He's better than you. As a matter of fact, she doesn't know as an aside, that the Rambam doesn't quote that halacha about the one pillow. The mitzvah says, because the Rambam held, you don't know, if you have one pillow, you can keep it for yourself. All these rules. Okay, you come before the Eved Ivri. You don't think of the Eved Ivri, you're all one pillow. Yeah, you can't let him sleep. If you have two, you have to give one. You can't say, you know what? Slaves don't sleep on pillows. Sleep on the floor. That's not allowed to do. Right, you have to eat the same food you eat. But you only have one steak, you don't have to give him the steak. Right? What? But then you're both hungry. Right? So Abaye answers, you see the story? Since the Torah is so makel, so of course we're makel. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, which is going to go on for half a page, how in Eved Ivri really did something wrong. So why would we be for makel? He did something wrong. He's a Russian. Right? Now we're going to have half a page to get that question. Exactly. Adarabba, just opposite. Nachmir Aleha. We should be machmir on Eved Ivri. Mid the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Because of this story. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Boru kama kasha avaka shel shvius. Come and look how bad is the dust of shvius. What's the dust of shvius? Rashi says, hasocher peiros shvius. If you sell peiros of shvius. Right? Lahachi karale avak. That's why it's called the dust. She'ein lo ikar mitzvasa shel iser shvius. The ikar iser of shvius is working the land. That's selling fruit. That's like a byproduct, a secondary iser. It's such a strong iser. Look how bad that is. But it's only called avak because it's not the main iser. The main iser is working the land of during Shemitah. Right? Adam knows if it knows the parents for Shemitah. Somebody is busy with selling Shemitah fruit. But so, in the end, Mochas Mataltalov. He's going to have to sell his possessions. He's going to become so poor. Shinemar, Shinat Yovel, Azos, Tashuvu, Ishal Mishpach, Elachuzaso, Vitziv, Vichisim Kuru, Mimkar, Lamitecha, Okonomi Adamitecha, Zerva Okonomi Adliat. It's all in Bahar. Bahar is a progression, right? All the first bits of Bahar is all Shemitah. And then what happens? You sell your metalin, you keep on going downhill. You keep on going downhill. Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Pirish. So what happened just now? Because you sold Shemitah, you had to sell your possessions. Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. Pirish, Hainu Shchora, the ain't the Ikara Itzer. Ikara Itzer who Harisha Zriya. And he says the same thing Rashi said. The main Isser Shemitah is working the land. Yeah, secondary thing is selling the fruits. So it says to us, Vim Tomar, where am I? Vim Tomar, Menalan Dali de Scharbel Vakukul Melu, Shemfarish Kain Barna Love. How do you know that all this downfall in your life happened because you sold the fruits? Dilma, maybe. Agadeh Harisha Vizriya Dafkehein Boyim. Maybe they come because he did the real Aveir of Shemitah, which is he worked the land. Doesn't say anywhere in Baha'i, you're not allowed to, maybe it might say it in passing, you're not allowed to tell it. That's not the Ikar Isser. The Ikar Isser is working the land. Maybe that's why this downfall happens to you. You work the land, the Shemitah, you know what happens to you? You become poor, you become so poor, you become crazy poor. Keep on going down, maybe, what? V'yei Shlomar, Tosfos' answer is so amazing. V'yei Shlomar, Da'ayinu meets Mita Keneged Mita. Mita Keneged Mita. Al Yedei Shemachar Peiros Shvius, Shemachar Esa Shalom. You engage in improper sales, you're going to become so poor, you're going to start selling yourself. Right? What's the mitzvah connected mitzvah for not keeping Shemitah? That's thrown out. You don't care enough about the land to lay off it for a year. You don't get the land at all. Right? How many Shemitahs? 70 years, because there were 70 Shemitahs. Right? You can't lay off the land for 1 year. You can't give your kind of mitzvah Shemitah. You don't deserve the land. You sell things improperly. Improper things are going to be sold from your estate. So mitzvah connected mitzvah. Unbelievable heart. Right? Now we're going to go through the whole progression of what happens to you. Lo hirgish, you don't get that message. Lo hirgish means to feel, right? Hargasha, feeling. You didn't feel that. So if machar sadosa, you're going to sell your field. Shenamar v'chiyava chachicha umachar ma'achuzaso. Lo bas liado, you don't get that message either. You keep on going. So if machar beso, you got to sell your house, right? It's one thing to sell your backyard. You don't really need that yard. Other thing to sell your actual house. Shinemar, Vishesh, Kiyun, Kor, Beis, Moshe, Virchoma. Now, Hamash Nahasam, Dekama Lohirgish. How come first said Lohirgish, he didn't feel it? Hamash Nahaka, Dekama Lohbos Liado. Then we had a different lawsuit. Which was, he didn't get the message. So, Kidrav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kivin Sha'aver, Avera, Adam Avera, Vishanabo. Once you do an Avera, you do it a second time, put your law because Mutter. Koshel Sokadainach? It's not like a Mutter. Ela Ema, Nasa Lokahatr. It's like as if it became Mutter. Look at Rashi, it says Rashi. Domed ke'en of the heter. In your eyes, it's like a mutter already. Why? Because any guilt or any conflict you have, that goes away after two or three times. In the first, what? Exactly. So helkach bereisha, originally, the lo avra dayin, you didn't sell shemitah produce that often. You didn't do it that often. You did it once or twice. Ela pamachas, Tony Hirgish. Still had a feeling inside you. Still bothered you. The mashma shall your daavenos in a alivo shall over. You knew you're doing something wrong. Avol lo nirta min haveras of us. You didn't stop yourself. You do it 6 or 7 times. Pav shnia second time already. Tani lo bas liado doesn't even register. Right? Chafilu alivo in ola shehu avera. Even in your heart, you don't even think it's an avera anymore. Which sadly, I think everybody here could probably say that that's 100% true. 100% true statement. The Gemara knew, they knew psychology very well. Okay, now we can skip the parentheses. Lobos liado, you didn't get that message either. Ad shemochar es beso. Shemar ki yomochar ish es beso lama. I'm sorry, Bito, your daughter. I'm sorry, your daughter. Afagaf de Bito b'hai inyana lesa, even though in Parshas Bahar, there is no mention of your daughter. She's not there. And nevertheless, nicha le'inish, listen to this line, nicha le'inish le'zabin brate, a person would rather sell his daughter below lezeh for ribsa, not to have to go borrow with ribbon. Why? It's very simple. It's a financial reason. Why? The ilu hasam migrava azla. When you sell your daughter, she could buy herself back. She can get out of it. The ilu hacha kamosiv azla. Ribbon is impossible to get out of it. The debt just keeps on going. The interest keeps on mounting. You can't get out of it. So if I have a choice, I'd rather do something that I can get out of it than something that I can't get out of it. Even in Bahar, Ribbis is there. Selling his daughter is not there, but the Gemara throws it in because it's part of the progression. Then what happens next? You sell yourself. Shedemar. You don't even get sold to a neighbor. El Lager. Shedemar Lager. Lo Lager Tzedek. Not a righteous Gentile who became a Ger. El Lager Tosha. He's a guy. Okay, he doesn't eat straight. Shenemar Lager Tosha. Mishpachas Ger se Oviko Chavim. He's a guy. Kishuomer Ola Aker Danim Karvinasis Misharitz Oviko Chav Matzma. Such a downturn. You become, the Gemara says, you work in the church. You're the janitor in the church. For the Avodah Zara Atzma you're working. You're sweeping the floor of the church, Rashi says. Your job is to clean the idols. That's how low you've fallen. What do you see from all this? Being an Eved Ivri to Russia, you're a Russia. You engage in improper conduct. A whole chain of it happens. And what's the bottom line? You're working in the church. It's the only job you can get. So what do you see? Why are we being so makel on you? Why are we being so makel on him? So makel on him. We treat him like a king. Why would we treat him like a king? Why should we do that? He's a Russia. That's one case. There's another case where. So maybe that's part of the thing. You started dealing in Shvius, and that spiraled down. Then you have to stop stealing. Of course you can't pay it back. You don't have any money. Right? There's a whole downward spiral. So why would it be so makel on you? He's not a good person. I don't know. But by the way, he doesn't. He doesn't, which is why we're going to take care of him. Amalei, Ahadre Kra, Torah says, the Tana, like we learned, Tana the baby Shmuel, he's by a guy. Yes, like it's a joke, but it's true. So he's eating trade. There's no kosher food over there. So, we should let bad follow bad. Right? Let him spiral even worse. Get him out of there. Right? Talmud Lomar, Gulat Olam Tielov. That pasuk is incorrect. Right? What's the right pasuk? Talmud Lomar, Gulat Tielov Echad Me Echad Yigoledim. Redeem the guy. Right? So redeem the guy. You can't let him stay by a guy. So the Gemara says, you're right. Aim a ge'ula t'yelo. Absolutely. You heard that a terror. Could you imagine? You heard the thing in the newspaper. There was a Jewish guy, and he was so poor that he took a job working in the church. Right? So if that happened, they try to have a rally to raise money for the guy. Get the guy out of there. Right? But the lowly l'tma over the chavim. So we don't want a guy hanging around goyim. However, it doesn't mean that when he wants to redeem himself, we should make him. We'll do our best. We'll have rallies and we'll have fundraisers and we'll try to rescue the guy from the goyim. It doesn't mean that we still should make him. He's still a bad guy. At the end of the day, he still goes to himself. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. See if it says, Im od rabos bishanim. If there's a lot of years left, Uksiv im ma'at dishar bishanim. Or it says, if there's a little years left. Right? The chiyesh shanim merubos v'yesh shanim beutos. Are there long years or short years? No such thing. Ella nisrabe kaspo mikesef miknaso nismai kaspo kfi shanav. Rather, what the pasuk means is we are makel on him, and even though a year is 365, no matter when it is, but we try to very much get him to be out of there as soon as possible. And if that will mean that we'll be makel and make the value of him up or down, and he always wins. That's what we do. The Ema, maybe it means, Hecha the Ovid Tarti, Upayish Arba. He worked 2 years and he has 4 years left. Leisev Le Arba, Mitzav Mitzaso. So he has to pay for 4 years. Hecha the Avad Aveira, the Avad Arba, Uparshi Taiti. What it maybe means if he works 4 years and he has 2 years left, Leitiv Leitarte Kifi Shanav. Right? In other words, it doesn't mean that we go cheaper on his price. It just means the number of years he has left. No cool at all. Im Kane, Nichtov Od, Im Od Rabos Shanim. My Bishanim this Rabbe Kaspo. Bishanim Miketef Miknaso Nismat. I'm sorry, that's the answer. What? No. Im Kane, Nichtov Im Ad Rabos Shanim. My Bishanim. It's Rabbi Kaspo Bishanim, Mikasef Miknaso, Mismai Kaspo Bishanim, Kipi Shanav. In other words, we always go Mako. In other words, it's a Pasuk. At the end of the day, it's all Pasukim. The guy's not talking that such a good person, and he calls it to himself, he did something improper. It doesn't make a difference. We're still Mako. Why? I guess because you want to get the guy. Finally, hopefully, he got the lesson. Right? He got the lesson. Right? We finally got a wake up call. He got that wake up call, so be a little Mako and let him get out of there as early as possible. Amr of Yosef, Darshinu Rav Nachman Lahai Kura Kisinai. Oh, he darshin this pasuk with Mamash from Harsinai. Okay? Good? Okay? Very good. Yeah. Like I said, assuming the non-Jew will agree to it. Assuming the non-Jew says, I know these rules, I know what they are, and it's still good, it's a good worker, I'll take them. Okay. Next, we said lo yimcha berachok. You shouldn't sell a field that's far away. You shouldn't sell a field far away to buy a field closer. Menahani mili. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan v'hisiga yado yad atmo shelo yilve v'yigal. Don't do any of these things. Don't have to borrow money. Only if you have the money in your pocket. If you have the money and you want to redeem the field, that's good. But if you have to sell another field or borrow any or can only redeem half the field, don't do any of that. Umatza. It says umatza, right? Prat lematzui. Matza, that comes to exclude prat lematzui. Which means, what does it mean, prat lematzui? It says umatza, if you found the money, prat lematzui. You shouldn't make yourself find the money. In other words, don't sell other fields to be able to redeem the field you want back. Right? Shaloyim ka barachach b'igal b'karov, b'ra b'igal b'yafet. Don't redeem a far once you get a close one or a bad once you get a good one. Don't do that. Now, in other words, umata. You look in your wallet. Look at this. I got money in my wallet. Okay, I'll redeem this. Not to go make myself. Kidei gu'ula so. Kidei gu'ula hu go'el. If you have enough to redeem it, there ain't a go'el l'chatzoyin. But not here. Now the Gemara says, remember, do you mean to say the matza hashta mashma? That matza means I open up my wallet and I find the money right now? Through minhu. Wait a minute. When it comes to killing somebody in the shogeg, it says, umatza. You bump into the guy. Right? You find, all of a sudden, you find this guy. Prat, lemamti atzmo. But that excludes, then you go to Golan. But it excludes if the guy makes himself available. What does that mean? Mikan, Amar Belazar, in Mishiyat Ef Mitachas Yado, I drop a stone off the Empire State Building. Right? Hot, hotzi, halos, rosho. After I drop it, then the guy sticks his head out the window, the kibla, and he accepts that stone in his face. Putter. You're putter. Why? Because he made himself there. He didn't find him there. He came afterwards. What do you see? Alma, matza, midid itzime kar mashma. Matza means something that was there all along. By gula land, matza means right now. I open my wallet, I see money in there. Good, let me go redeem my land. And by killing Bishogig, the word matza means he was there before. So which one is it? Amar Rav, what kind of kash is that? Hachamen yana dekra, v'hachamen yana dekra. Each word means something different in the context. Hacha dom yadei siga yado. Here it means you have enough money. My siga yado da hashta. Do I have money right now? Do I have money right now? In other words, I'm not supposed to go into debt. I'm not supposed to sell one field to buy another one. Do I have the money? Af mata nami da hashta. So finding the money means right now. V'hacha dom yadei yar. Over there, the case of killing the shogeg is like a forest. Ma yar mil since it's me kara, the forest has been there since chasing vibration. Matzah mil since it's me kara. So too, when it says matzah, by where? By what? By a shogeg, it means the guy was there from before. get into the nitwit a little further. Ubehektish. And then we say, behektish, you can't do that. Behektish, you can do all these things. You can. Benahani mili, tana rabbanon, v'im gol yigol. Malame, chalova v'goel. You can borrow money to redeem hektish. V'goel lechatzayin. Amr b'shirin matam. Why? Lefisha matzinu, since we found. V'mocher tzadachuza. That when you sell a field to someone else, shiyafa koho, you have one advantage. What's the advantage? She'im higia yovel v'lo nigala, chazeres levaila. What happens? What happens? I sold my ancestral field to Marcel. What happens on Yovel? I get it back. Whether I redeemed it or not, I get it back. Right? Therefore, hora koho, we make a little bit of a chumra on you, she'im a lo vivagoel. You can't borrow money to redeem it. I can't redeem half the field. However, what happens if I donate my field to the Beit HaMikdash and I don't buy it back on Yovel? What happens to it? Do I get it back? No. I lose it. It goes to the Kahanim. Since I lose it, I try to do everything possible so you get some of it back. I borrow money. We get half of it back. That's something you should get back. Right? I will mock this. Tzada chuza. Hobel shahor kocho. It was so machmer on you. That's what Torah said. She'im yagia yovel v'lo nigala. If yovel came and you didn't redeem it, yatzel l'kahanim, you lose it. Yafa kocho. Therefore, makel on you. Shalova v'goal v'goal l'chatzayin. You could borrow money to get it back. You could redeem half of it. At least, you should get it back. Tani chada. One brisa taught. Lo v'goel goal l'chatzayin. You can borrow. You can redeem half. B'tanya Idach, one Bryce said, no, ain't a loaf of a gold, ain't a gold of chatzoyin. Right? And we said, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. The Bryce that said, you cannot borrow, and you cannot rent half, and you cannot redeem half, that's Rabbana. That's the Rabbana. That what? Right, Baha, and the Bryce that said that if you mock the you can, Harab Shimon, that's Rab Shimon. Right? That since the Rabbanan obviously don't agree with this, right? The Rabbanan don't agree with this. The Rabbanan argue on him. From Shimon is what we just said over here. That since it's a difficult situation for you, if you don't redeem it, you're going to blow it. Therefore, we do everything in our power to try to get it back. For some reason, the Rabbanan argue on that. Why do they argue on that? Right? They don't darshan that. Right? Therefore, even when it comes to hektish, you can't do this business. Right? They'll use the other psukim. The other psukim was, you have to have the cash. If you don't have the cash, you can't borrow. Alright? So we got to the Mishnah, and we resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.